Hi guys! Thanks for listening in again. You're listening to another episode of This Is Us. Today we will be discussing an important topic, a serious one actually. We'll be talking about how does it feel to be a female in a male-dominated occupation. The title of this episode is called Trouble in the Jungle. And to really dive into this topic, I brought up on a special guest today. Her name is Mary. She's very dear to me. Mary, can you say hi to everyone for me?
Hello, everyone.
Just so you can know Mary a little bit better, Mary, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, like where you were born, what kind of credentials you have, what your occupation is?
Well, I was born in Franklin, Tennessee. I did Taekwondo, elite martial arts, and I did Franklin High School Color Guard for 4 years. Then I graduated high school and went to Columbia State Community College for 2 years and graduated with a criminal justice associate's degree. And then I got a security officer job with Walden Security.
Nice. And just to start with those deeper questions, so you already told us who you are as Mary the Civilian. Can you tell us about how you are as a security guard? How has your experience been so far?
Well, I've actually had two different kinds of experience.
Oh, yeah?
I was an armed security officer for a month or so before I encountered this new job with being an unarmed security officer. And the first job that I was armed at was at a Beretta factory, where they make guns.
Oh.
So I was always on alert, making sure there were no employees trying to steal parts of the guns or take out parts of the guns.
Sounds like a pretty serious job.
Yes, it is a very serious and responsible job.
Yeah. Now that you've told us where you've been and where you are, can you tell us what your career plans? Where are you going?
Well, my career plans are to pursue with law enforcement. I am applying with police departments currently and would like to be a police officer or sheriff's deputy.
Wow. Sounds like you definitely have some plans.
It's been my passion for quite some time, and I'm only 21 years old.
First thing I want to, the problem here when we discuss how it is to be a female in a male-dominated occupation is the treatment females encounter. Now, let me ask you, do you feel respected at your job, Mary Johnson?
Well, at the job I'm currently at, I am very well respected by my site manager, fellow employees, and the associates I sign in and sign out, or contractors. At my other job, I only worked there for about a month, and I was actually hit on quite a couple times by older men, surprisingly.
Oh no. That actually brings me into my next question. How is your experience? And now I know this is a very a touchy subject in regards to that, especially our listeners. Fair warning, we'll be discussing harassment. So can you tell us about your experience in harassment as far as your past and present jobs?
I have had my butt complimented.
Oh.
I've had several men ask me for my number.
Jeez.
And these are older men, I may add, and I would never flirt back with them or anything like that because I'm not interested. Mm-hmm. That is not my job. I've had a man say that I was good looking and sexy.
Wow. And with these stories, I'm sure any family members would be a little nervous for their daughter to be going into, again, a male-dominated workforce, more specifically something as dangerous where your life is on the line, like being an officer and a security guard is. How did your family react?
Well, they're very supportive. My dad actually was probably the most supportive because he wanted me to go, and he was okay with me going into the military if I chose to go into the military, because my grandfather went into the military and none of my siblings have been into the military. So I was, you know, I'm the last child. So he wanted me to go because he couldn't due to his severe asthma.
Mm-hmm.
So he wanted me to kind of live on that legacy of my grandfather, which I still am, because my grandfather actually retired and went into security.
Wow. That's really good to hear, though, that you had that kind of support behind you for you to continue to follow your dreams. Not a lot of people have that, and that, which is, you know, really devastating to think about. But it sounds like you're a very lucky daughter.
Yes. And also, my nieces and nephews look up to me, and they love seeing me in my work uniform.
I'm sure. Now, here's the tough question. I'm going to throw a statistic at you. I want you to tell me if you're surprised about it or not. Did you know, and this statistic was found from Wiki and Statista.com, as of 2019, there were 100,000 women that were officers out of the total of over 697 U.S. officers in America. So that's roughly, out of all the officers in America at 2019, that's roughly 14.3% of those were women. Does that shock you at all?
No, not really. Mm-hmm. It's not for everyone.
Mm-hmm, of course. And with stats like that, that brings me back to another question. Now, do you feel like, it sounds like you had a very supportive family. Do you feel like you would have gained a different reaction if you were a son going into security and becoming an officer?
I feel like I would have been looked at a little differently, like, since if I were a man, I would be more superior.
Yeah. Yeah, that definitely makes sense. And that's just really tragic to think about, isn't it? Just that, you know, based on our gender is how we're looked at and how we're perceived, just for us wanting to pursue the dreams that we want to pursue.
Yeah.
Now let's look at the causation. We just talked about the problem, and I want to look at the causation. I believe, and I want to ask you if you agree with me or not, Mary, I believe that the biggest reason for the treatment that you received as far as getting and gaining respect, and experiencing harassment, do you feel like that is caused by social media and how female officers are perceived?
Yes and no.
Mm.
Yes, it is social media, but it's more than that. It's society itself and the social norms, socialism and everything like that. But with social media / like internet, you know, you look up a female security officer or police officer, and most of the pictures that pop up are sexualized.
Oh, yeah.
And the women are dressed in like Halloween costumes, and a lot of their skin are showing, and they're just sexualized. And that teaches men that they can sexualize women, especially as a police officer, security guard, doctor, anything like that that's a male-dominated workplace.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely.
And when you look up the men police officers, it's a regular man police officer.
Yes.
In his uniform.
Mm-hmm. Of course. You actually did a really good job of telling us how the entertainment business sells female officers, how they sell us, or sell you. Now, can you give the audience what the reality looks like? How do female officers perform compared to male officers?
Well, they bust their ass a little bit more. They want to not be belittled. They don't want to be looked at differently.
They want to be treated the same. They want equality. And when you're put through academy, I know that they will pick on the smallest girl, but the smallest girl can actually be the toughest girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that I will probably be the smallest girl because I'm only 5'3". And for security officer, I say it's about the same.
Mm-hmm.
With being a police officer, security officers don't get treated.
Well, thank you for that insight. Hopefully that can help the audience understand that what you see on your laptop, on your phone, and on TV, what you see in costumes in the Halloween store. Hopefully the light that you shed here in this podcast will help people to have a new perspective and have a newfound sort of respect for female officers. And the biggest question on the table that I'm sure many listeners are asking is, why should we care? Why? It sounds like a you problem. We're just doing our job as civilians, just roaming around. But why should we care? That is the biggest and hardest question to answer. Before I throw numbers at you, to answer your question, why should we care? Is that these numbers that I'm about to give you are just too big. They are unreasonable. They are realistic, but they should not be realistic. We need to change society so that women in male-dominated professions can feel safe. Because HR Daily Advisor explained a report done by National Public found that 38% of women experienced harassment at their workplace. That is more than half of the 81% total of U.S. women that have experienced harassment in general. And that number is just too big. It's just too big. And that's why we should care, is because we have young women that have these huge dreams and want to pursue them. But now, based on what their family knows of these numbers, their family might not support these dreams because they're worried for them. And these numbers scare these young women from doing what they want to do. Do you agree with me, Mary Johnson?
I agree, but I will not let people define who I am just because of my gender.
Of course, of course. And that is the sort of discipline and the sort of mindset that these young women need to have, is that we want to push to change these numbers, but at the end of the day, you must have the courage to pursue your dream no matter what stands in your way. No matter if it's a man, no matter if it's society, no matter if it's your family, you do what you love to do. And this leads us to our solution, is to change the numbers. Mary, in your occupation, is there any sort of ideas you can give to help women to feel more accepted in the occupation of security and becoming an officer?
Well, I think that it would honestly rely on society and social norms,
mm-hmm.
and how women should be sexualized on the internet, including, well, porn.
Mm-hmm.
And the social media, internet.
Now, you had mentioned before about uniforms. Do you have any ideas as far as, and I believe we've discussed this off the podcast before, how you, when you first entered the occupation of becoming a security guard, you noticed that there was something off about the uniforms. Do you have any ideas about how the uniforms can be changed to help women feel more accepted?
Well, the uniforms of the security companies I have been with are all in men's sizes and don't accommodate to a woman's body figure, which I'm not, you know, expecting a whole skirt and pearl necklace.
Of course.
But we do have special figures with our women parts or our legs. They're just different. And we want to be comfortable, but we don't want to look like a sack of potatoes in a male uniform.
Of course, of course, of course. Well, I believe that wraps it up for today's podcast. Thank you again for tuning in. And thank you, Mary, for taking the time to sit down with me and really discuss these heavier questions and heavier issues. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Dina. I appreciate you having me on.
If you like this episode, then lucky for you, there's more where that came from. Just make sure to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date. The links to the statistics used today can be found in the informational panel below. Did you love hearing from Mary as much as I loved having her on my show? Well, good news for you, she'll be back for more. On the next episode, we will have both a new guest and a new topic. Thank you for listening to This Is Us with your host, Dina Bradley.